Hey everyone, I'm Coy Wire, back with you for another awesome day of CNN 10. Thanks for all of your vocabulary word submissions on my social media accounts. It's hashtag Your Word Wednesday, so keep an ear out to see if your word helped us write today's show. We're going to start today with the race for the White House. We're headed to Chicago for a check-in on the Democratic National Convention happening there this week. President Joe Biden was greeted with a lengthy standing ovation on the first night of the DNC, telling the Democrat attendees, "I gave my best to you," as he made the case for the party's new nominee, current Vice President Kamala Harris.
"Made a lot of mistakes in my career, but I gave my best to you. For 50 years, like many of you, I've given my heart and soul to our nation."
Vice President Harris thanked Biden for his historic leadership. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton also spoke. She voiced the significance of the occasion for women. Additional speakers for the convention include former President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama. Meanwhile, outside the DNC, thousands took to the street to protest the war in the Middle East, calling for a ceasefire. Dozens of protesters even broke through a security fence. On the Republican side, former President Donald Trump and his vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance are campaigning in battleground states, holding rallies, and putting out messaging online and on television about their campaign. Since Republicans held their convention last month before Harris and Walz joined the race, Trump is now campaigning against a new Democratic duo. Another story we're watching. The U.S. government has found that Iran was behind a hack and leak operation targeting Donald Trump's presidential campaign. This came after news outlets reported getting documents that seemed to come from a senior Trump campaign official's account. The hackers also attempted to go after the Harris campaign, but they didn't succeed in their attempts. U.S. officials believe the investigation is a clear sign that Iran and other countries are trying to influence the 2024 presidential election. However, Iran rejected this, calling the claims unsubstantiated. 10-second trivia. According to astronomers, how many moons does Jupiter have? 1, 2, 3, or 95? The current count is 95 confirmed moons for Jupiter, including the largest moon in our solar system, Ganymede, which is larger than the planet Mercury. Scientists have been studying Jupiter's moons for decades, sending probes to peruse them since the 1970s. After discovering some of these moons have actual oceans under their icy surfaces, the European Space Agency and NASA want to know, can these celestial bodies support life? Well, the JUICE mission, named after the Jupiter Icy Moons Explorer spacecraft, is going to use some pretty cool physics to perform the first double gravity assist maneuver. This week, the spacecraft will use Earth's gravity to slingshot towards a Venus flyby in 2025 and putting it on track to scope out Jupiter and its moons by July of 2031.
Jupiter has three moons with oceans underneath their icy shells. They're called Ganymede, Callisto, and Europa. Earthlings have been curious about these moons and their potential to house life for a long time. NASA first sent probes in part to get a closer look in 1977. Jupiter is a gas giant. That means it doesn't have a surface. It's a swirl of gases that condense into a smoldering ocean of hydrogen at its core. It's very similar to our sun in this way, but unlike the sun, it doesn't fuse hydrogen atoms into helium to create energy and heat. Now back to those first NASA probes. They observed long lines and dark spots on the moon Europa. Typically, moons have cratered surfaces, but these images tipped scientists off that there might be an ocean beneath Europa's icy exterior. In 1996, that theory was confirmed when the Galileo spacecraft reached Europa. It was the first ocean discovered on another planet. Then in 2012 and 2016, the Hubble Space Telescope showed water plumes erupting from the warmest parts of Europa. Scientists don't know much about the plumes, but if Europa has water and elements like carbon and hydrogen, it could mean that microbial life once formed there, or even still exists.
New segment, Did you know that a 400-ounce gold bar is now worth $1 million? Also, if you had that same gold bar in the year 2000, it was worth about $100,000. Gold is now worth $2,500 per ounce, and high gold prices can be a sign of economic uncertainty. Next in our CNN 10 Olympian series this week is Team USA gymnast Steve Nedorasik. His presence was seemingly ubiquitous on social media during the games after winning bronze on the pommel horse and propelling the U.S. to its first team medal since 2008. He took the internet by storm for his bold performance and beloved look. Battling eye conditions his entire life, Steve wears glasses and he loves his nickname Clark Kent. I caught up with Superman in Paris.
I kind of just wanted to be that guy who might be a little bit nerdy, but also really good at sports. That's kind of all I wanted to be.
Are you cool with this nickname, Clark Kent?
Totally cool. Yeah, I love it.
When you do pommel horse, you've said that you don't even need to see. You take those glasses off. Walk me through that. Why?
Yeah, so like the thing about pommel horse is like you're using your hands the whole time. And the thing about pommel horse is like you're feeling how your center of mass sort of swivels around. I don't need to see what I'm doing. I don't know about other athletes, but me specifically, I'm all just doing it by how it feels. So even when I'm sitting there visualizing before I go, I'm literally walking through the motions, firing the same muscles, because like I know exactly how it feels every time.
Oh, so elite athletes always talk about visualization. How much time do you think you spend seeing something up here before you actually do it?
Like an absurd amount of time. So all those videos and memes of me sitting with my head back, I'm visualizing like my routine over and over and over again, as well as doing some like breathing exercises.
He's not sleeping. You're not up.
I'm wide awake. I'm processing everything.
Fascinating. What's your message out there to the little kids who might be dealing with an eye condition and maybe their hopes aren't as high because they don't think that they can perform at an elite level?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm here. I made it up to this point. I think that anybody can do it. As long as you have a dream and you're willing to put in the work to do it, I think anyone can achieve it.
I know you are a really quirky dude. And I say that in the most endearing way.
Appreciate it.
I think that's awesome. What are some of your like maybe hidden talents or things that people might not know about you?
Well, everyone knows about the Rubik's Cube at this point. But I'm also like a 1300 in chess, which is like top 10%. I'm proud of it. All right. I'm proud of that.
I'm
also like play a lot of Rocket League. I'm top like 1% in that game. So like I actually play an absurd amount of it, but that's another one of my hobbies.
I love that. All right. Speaking of that. Oh, we have one.
Oh, right, baby.
So we're going to see if you can set a new world record in the Rubik's Cube. I'm going to mix it up for you and
we're
going to see if it's real or was that AI generated we've been seeing on social media. All right. Let's time them up here. You ready?
All right. Fair warning.
All right. What?
Fair warning. I like
Let
to
me know when you're ready
super
to go.
Fast cube.
On your marks. Get set. Go.
I'm choking.
The pressure's on.
Choking.
The crowd is ready to erupt and cheer. You can do it. Clark Kent. Here it comes.
Oh. It's almost there. It's almost there. I just need to get through this algorithm.
No!
Oh.
I missed the
camera.
Oh. Embarrassing.
I missed the camera.
On your marks and get set for today's story, getting a 10 out of 10. It's absolutely dynamite. Emerald Downs Racetrack in Washington State was home to the 7th annual T-Rex World Championships last weekend. Thousands of people showing up to see folks from across the country sprinting in inflatable dinosaur costumes. There were kid divisions, men's, women's, even an age 50 plus category. And no dinosaur losers here. Just fun times, long strides, and lots of short arms reaching for a chance at Jurassic glory. All right, dad joke alert. Why can't you hear pterodactyls go to the bathroom? Because the P is silent. All right, congrats to our first hashtag Your Word Wednesday winners of the year, Mrs. Bradford and Mr. Cotton at McNair High School in Georgia for ubiquitous, an adjective meaning existing or being everywhere at the same time. Well done, and thanks for boosting our vocab today. And I want to give a special shout out to Wasatch Junior High in Salt Lake City, Utah. Rise up. Thank you for subscribing to our CNN 10 YouTube channel and showing your school pride in the comments section of yesterday's show. Shine bright, everyone. I'm Coy Wire. I'll see you right back here tomorrow on CNN 10.